This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. This is Cruise Control, the car show here on BFM. My name is Rich Bradbury. On the phone line with me right now, I have Daniel Fernandez from DSF.my. Say hello, Daniel.
Hello, guys.
And over there in the studio somewhere, in the middle of nowhere, is the man that normally has the news, Mr. Harry Frews.
Hello, everybody. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good as well.
Now, not too long ago, we did a show about used cars, a used car buying guide, and what you need to know. And we give you some examples about why to buy a used car, the pros and the cons, understanding the used market here in Malaysia. Today, we actually have a used car review.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
What have we got?
Okay, I decided to make Arif a happy man because he always likes BMWs. So we went out looking for a second-hand BMW 3 Series.
Yep, this one is the 320 diesel, and it's the F30 Correct. Generation. So it's the model that came between 2013 and 2018.
And we're talking about actually what was actually like a facelift, which was around 2015.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the reason why I brought up this car is because it's just past its warranty.
And all that stuff you talked to us about how getting one a used car with a warranty is a good idea.
Yes.
Brilliant.
The thing is, when you get a car that is just past its warranty, it also means that the price is quite favorable.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Okay, that's the first point to look at. The second point to look at is, this is the last of the BMW wonderful diesel engine.
Why is that?
Well, BMW has stopped selling diesels in Malaysia for obvious reasons. And, you know, globally, the diesel car market has just completely plunged because nobody wants to buy diesel anymore in Europe. And the European diesel car producers have been, you know, on the forefront of diesel technology for so long, to the point where until about 4 or 5 years ago, in Europe, people wanted only diesel cars. Now it's totally the other way around. People only want petrol or hybrid cars.
Yeah. I think also why this specific 320D, the F30 generation, is such a good deal these days is mainly because of its price, isn't it? I mean, the older cars, the 2013, 2014 models, start maybe around 80,000 ringgit or 90,000 ringgit, and even though they're out of warranty, you know, if you are an enthusiast that wants to look for a car that's fast, fun to drive, I think the 320D does everything very, very well. It even gives you really good fuel economy.
Yes, and the thing is, you see, until a year ago, we didn't have very good diesel in Malaysia. But now that we have very good diesel in Malaysia, it's sad that these cars are no longer being sold because BHP diesel is top-notch. And, you know, I know a lot of diesel car owners have switched to BHP and they said, that's the diesel that I'm going to stay with. So imagine now, if you own a 320 diesel today, you'll be saying, you know, fuel quality, no issue. We don't have emission laws in Malaysia, so nobody's going to stop you and say, oh, the car emissions are too high. Yeah. And maintaining the car is not an issue.
That's true. So why do you think would a 320D be a really good choice as a used car?
To start with, when they launched this car, it came in many variants. I'm sure you know that.
Yep.
They had the 318, they had the 320i petrol, they had the 330i petrol, and they had the 320D. At that time, of course, the petrol cars were selling well and everything else. But the diesel at new was only 268,000 ringgit.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, because it was a diesel, it had high specs. Everything that they could put into this BMW, they put into this BMW 3 Series.
Yeah.
Now, so you're getting for 268,000 brand new, a high spec BMW diesel engine. Now, what happened is 190 horsepower, which might not sound like a lot, but it had 400 newton meters of torque, which means when you're cruising at, say, 80 kilometers an hour on a normal highway and some supercar went past you, if you drop to third gear, you could probably chase that supercar. Not overtake it, but chase up to it and follow it on its bumper.
I mean, that's exactly what Chris Harris said when this 320D was actually launched in the UK. He took it on a road trip to Germany. And the title of his video was, could the 320D be all the car that you need? And his conclusion was that yes, because the car, it's doesn't have big numbers, but it's fast. It's handles fast. Really well. And
the mid-range torque is very good.
Yep. So I want to talk about the model years and why I think me and Daniel agree that if you want to look for an F30 model, you have to look for the LCI, the Life Cycle Impulse, also known to BMW as a facelift model. And you only get these cars from 2015 to 2018. Basically, the benefit of it is that it's much better looking. You got these new lights, the new BMW Icon lights as well. It comes in the M Sport trim, and you get a more modern infotainment screen with a big HD screen. And at this time also, when they launched the facelift model, they renewed the engine. So they put a newer engine called the B47 in it, which didn't have a lot of the big problems that the previous car had with that old engine.
So you have all these great features, all these great new features. Of course, you're still sitting in an old shell, but you know, all the new facelift features brings it to almost the current 3 Series look.
Yeah. Mm. As a 3 Series owner, I've recently been hit with a big bill that's related to a lot of wear and tear. And I think, I don't know about most other brands because I've only ever really owned and driven a BMW. So what I've found out is that these suspensions in these generation of 3 Series and the previous ones, the wear and tear for suspension parts, the cost can be quite big. There's a lot of different parts with different bushings and ball joints, which you need to really be on top of. So I think if you're looking for these cars, you need to really understand how the car has been driven previously and what sort of maintenance has been done to it. And especially if you get the older model of the F30, that has the older diesel engine. And if you're a BMW owner, you know everything about BMW's timing chain issues, which can potentially ruin your entire engine, but that rarely happens. But despite all these drawbacks, you know, what you're getting from an F30, I think, is an extremely powerful, really, really good-looking car despite its age these days. And if you were looking to move up from a Honda Civic or something like that, this would be a really, really good option for similar prices as well.
The very important thing to understand and learn about this buying a used diesel car, number one, all these cars will definitely be high mileage because diesel car owners don't drive it just for city use. They will definitely be taking a lot of road trips, long distance driving. That's the whole idea of buying a diesel car. Number two, you do not buy a diesel car that has been tuned. If the car has been tuned, walk away. No matter what the dealer tells you or the seller tells you, just walk away. Because if it's been tuned, that means it's been trashed.
Yep.
And if the car has been trashed, you are definitely going to be hit with a lot of big bills. Three, if you can buy a car that is totally original in its look, that means original rims, original wheel size, original, you know, suspension system and everything else, then you can play around and do it up if you want. Because why? You don't want to be bogged down by a car that has been overstressed by its previous owner.
Totally agree.
Now, like I said, you need that 2% to 3%, you know, backup money when you buy a used car. I said it last week, and I'm saying it again. So if you buy a car like this, what's the value today? Today, you can get it quite reasonably at about 90 to 110,000 ringgit. Some have been advertised for up to 130,000 ringgit. Now, why it's 130,000 is because this is absolutely the last model, which is 2018. But I'm saying buy a 2015 model.
Yeah.
90,000 ringgit, it's already depreciated by more than 65%. How much more can you lose on a car like this?
Yep. I think also I want to point out there are quite a lot of benefits to owning a BMW 3 Series of this generation as well. And of course, like Daniel mentioned, you need to buy, I think you need to look for a stock car or a barely modified car because, again, you don't want to deal with somebody else's inability to modify their own car. But the things you can do with the 320D, obviously, is the ECU flash is a very, very popular mod that's going around around the world. It basically puts an extra 40 horsepower, 50 newton meters of torque, which makes a huge difference. And obviously, extensive suspension upgrades, which are very readily available wherever you go, even here in Malaysia. There's a lot of individual suspension.
Quick question. Hang on a sec. I don't want to interrupt, but earlier on, Daniel was saying, you know, that if you went to pick up this car and it had had modifications, walk away, right? So let's say, for example, you go into the place who's selling it and they've already done the ECU flash. Daniel, would you then walk away from it as well?
I would still walk away. I tell you why. Because you see, if you put the ECU flash, now a lot of people can actually remove that.
Yeah.
So only if you do a full diagnostic check, you'll know that the car is flashed. Well, that is what the mechanic must be able to spot it. Now, why I say walk away? Because if someone has flashed an extra 40 horsepower, why do you think he's flashed it?
He's looking for something that's not there.
Exactly. He's flashing it because why? He wants to push the car to its limit. And this car can be pushed to much more than what the manufacturer's limit is there. But that means your wear and tear will just go through the roof.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that, which is why I think if you wanted to flash a car, you need to be on top of it every step of the way. There's no use flashing a car and then totally ignoring upgrading different parts of the engine and the internals and everything like that. But there are a lot of examples out there where people have just flashed their ECUs and pushed it to the limit where at some point, you know, these hoses and these wires and these cables aren't actually delivering what they need to as efficiently as they used to. So I think if you were to buy a used 3 Series that has been flashed, you would need to discuss it with the owner extensively. You would need to know exactly what he's been doing to it and why he did it and what sort of things he's been doing to it since the ECU reflash.
He won't tell you the truth.
Yeah, that's the challenge in itself.
Yeah. You need to talk to your inner voice and say, do I really need a fast car? The car is already fast. Do I need to get this flash car? No, I can walk away because there's so many in the market, I can take my time.
Yep. Continuing on the things that you can do with it, apart from the ECU reflash and the extensive suspension upgrades, I don't know if this is actually true, but from my experience, this BMW 3 Series, the community that's behind it online and offline and on the streets, and the community behind it is very, very strong. So whatever issues you have, chances are somebody's already written about it like 12 million times on the internet. So
right.
Any DIY things, these cars, especially if you're just bolting on and bolting off stuff, there's so many DIY stuff that's online that you can watch and learn how to do things to your own car, which is part of the used car experience, isn't it?
Correct. Very correct. And this is where a lot of the people now, the community is so strong, the ones that have failed and made mistakes with wrong mechanics and wrong tuners, share that information online so you don't make the same mistake.
Which is, I mean, the direct benefit of owning either a BMW or a Mercedes. The community behind it is always huge. I've actually listed down a few issues that you need to look out for when you're buying a 320D, because a couple of years ago, I was in the market for this car, actually, and I was bouncing off between a few different used BMWs as well. So the research I'd done about this car is the pre-facelift 3 Series came with the older diesel engine, as I mentioned, and that came with timing chain issues, which were kind of widespread, but you have to be able to identify the problem before it actually kills the engine. But generally, the engine, if you've sorted that out, or if you're one of the lucky people who have a reliable N47 engine, these engines are, you know, quite bulletproof, as every diesel engine is. And they're very, very powerful, as we've remembered. And the other thing you need to look for in the F30 is obviously the scratchy plastics that's everywhere. I've spoken about this previously. The F30 scratches really easily. There's vinyls everywhere.
But that's all BMWs.
Yeah, that's pretty much all BMWs. And the third thing, obviously, is the suspension wear and tear. I just discovered this. Normal cars generally have a 3-link suspension setup, and they call that multi-link, basic multi-link, right? But the BMW 3 Series, since generation before it, has a 5-link suspension in the rear. So technically, if you have a BMW that's not driving right, you have to look for at least 7 to 10 parts.
Which are not very cheap parts.
Which are not very cheap. So if you want a BMW, you have to know why you want to get a BMW. And you have to be prepared for what fails or what wears out in the future.
All right. Shall we wrap up on that?
I think I want to wrap up with one last thing. I think the specifications specifically that you need to look for when you're looking for a 3 Series, like Daniel said just now, 2015 or later, that's the best model year for the 3 Series, for this generation of the 3 Series. You need to get one that's the M Sport package, because those generally tend to hold value a little bit better.
You get the M Sport body kit, the alloy wheel, the steering, you even get the dashboard, you know, the little bits and pieces around it with the word M Sport on it. And that makes a big difference when you want to sell the car, someone comes in and sees all that and says, oh, this is a very special BMW.
Yep, people like me will say that.
Yes.
Generally, I would suggest you should look for a car with a black interior, because the red interior is kind of like a Marmite to a lot of people, and they only offered it in two different colors anyway.
I like Marmite, just to put that out there.
Do you like red interiors as well?
I guess so. Just to put a spanner in the works.
Yeah. The third thing is you have to get, well, you don't have to, but if you do care about a car that drives well in every daily situation, I recommend looking for the car with the big iDrive screen, because that has a lot more functions. That's, you know, you can Bluetooth your music directly into it rather than having to buy an auxiliary jack and retrofitting a few bits. So that's...
Yeah, it's also got the upgraded navigation system, which most people will not use because they'll be using Waze.
Yep. And the final thing, obviously, stock. Absolutely stock, or really minorly modified. That's it.
And that's it. We've come to the end of our first actual used car review. And of course, it was all about the F30 BMW 320D. A diesel, nonetheless, here on The Car Show. Thank you very much, guys. Of course, we will be back same time, same place next week for more updates. And of course, our new segment where we're talking about buying used cars. You're tuned in to Cruise Control, The Car Show here on BFM 89.9. Stay safe.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.